I'm in British Columbia on a family visit with my partner's family. They live outside Nanaimo, which is on Vancouver Island, and in an extraordinary house, which I'm going to give you a guided tour through because I've never been in anything like it. Right now I'm on the balcony outside of my palatial bedroom. Below is a little waterfall, and the view apparently is spectacular. The ocean is too far away to hear, but close enough to see. They get to see lots of cruise ships and naval ships and such going by. And I'm going to wander around now through the house. I might get lost on the way because that usually happens. So there's three floors, and I'm going to give the elevator a spin just because I can. Oh, there we go. Okay, open the main door. Oh, I'm going to hold in the door. And actually, I'm going to go get my cell phone because if I get trapped in there, I don't know what. So, close the outside door. Close the inside door. Okay, so I'm hoping the middle one is main floor. Here we go. And we're somewhere. Let's see. Oh, this is the fantastic washroom. This has an $8,000 toilet in it. So I'm approaching the toilet. Oop. Yep, the seat has lifted for me. I'm not actually going to use it, but there's a panel of controls. And if my memory serves, because I'm not going to risk it, there's regular flush, strong flush, front wash, back wash, and some sort of fan action. I braved it once, and I found it pretty scary and creepy. So I don't use it anymore. The seat is warmed. You touch it, it's warm to the touch, which I guess would be very nice on a winter morning. So I'm letting the seat go down, and there we are. The sinks are basins. They look like big pottery-type basins, and it's elevated outside of the counter. So it's perched sort of inside the counter and sticking up about 4 inches. And the taps are these big metal things, and there's a where the water comes out, it's kind of like a trough, so instead of the water going inside a faucet and spraying out the hole on the bottom, you see the water coming out horizontally across a trough type thing and then pouring over the edge. It's quite beautiful. So that's down this hallway, and I'm sure I'll find Jason eventually.
I found the wine cellar.
Oh, okay. We're off to the wine cellar. Holy crap, I'm so lost.
You're coming into the living room.
Okay.
And the wine cellar is right there.
Oh, there we go. Oh, push. Here we go. It's probably about 10 degrees, 5 degrees. And there's a marble-topped round table in the middle.
Oh, it's like a wine barrel, actually.
Oh, is that a wine barrel?
I don't know if there's actually wine in it, but it looks like a wine barrel.
It doesn't sound like there's wine. I've never seen a wine barrel.
Yeah.
With a marble thing on top, right?
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't leave that door. Get fingerprints all over it. Ooh, I just got scared of being locked in here. I'm not gonna close them all the way.
No.
Ah! No.
Yeah. That's fine. You can hear the cooling equipment.
Yeah, it's kept at a constant something, which is really good for all this wine. Yeah, there's lots of bottles over here. Size of a smallish bedroom. If you took all the fixtures out,
yeah.
Did I hear before we break something?
We're here.
So we got busted in the wine cellar, but we're alone again. So I'm going to do a little circuit of the kitchen, most of which is completely inaccessible. Which means, even as much as we'd like to help with cooking, we can't. Because everything is touch control, and we'd probably be incinerated by something if we tried to cook. So I I have a delicious Bloody Caesar in my hand, which is, I think it's a uniquely Canadian drink, and it's Clamato juice, which is an interesting form of tomato juice with vodka, celery salt, and HP? Worcestershire sauce. So I'm going to go in search of ice for my drink, which is an adventure. The fridge has wood paneling in the front, so it's easy to mistake it for a china cabinet. And let's see. Can you help me, Jason?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, it's all touch control.
Oh, just keep poking things and see what happens?
You gotta put your glass underneath that.
Okay.
Yeah. One of these devices.
Oh, it's doing something.
No, that's water. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh! Hold on. Oh, it fell. I got one. Wow, look at that. Okay. look, I have ice in my drink now. That's awesome. So I've heard a rumor that if you open the fridge and don't close it, it starts telling you things. And so just for a laugh, I'm going to open the fridge and wait and see what happens. So also in this kitchen, there's an induction oven, which is this crazy flat surface, and you have to have a certain kind of pot. And when you turn it on with the magical touch controls and put the pot on, it becomes instantly super hot, and it can boil water in 60 seconds or something. But you could put an ice cube down beside the pot and it wouldn't melt. It's something to do with the way the surface relates with the bottom of the pot. Do I have to open the other door too, do you think?
No, did you?
Maybe you have to climb it. Oh, there we go. A very gentle reminder. There's so many things that beep in this kitchen, even Jason's mother doesn't know what it all is. Sometimes things beep and she's looking around going, I don't know what that's for. There we go. So the kitchen, the fridge door is now closed. And, oh, another ice cube. Look at that. So we're in this enormous open space. The other side of it is called the Great Room, and there's lots of comfortable furniture and very nice art. There's a Swarovski glass bird that is absolutely beautiful, and lots of rare objects of art, a lot of which I don't know exactly what they are. And
there's a crazy coffee machine.
Oh, how much is that worth?
$5,000.
$5,000. It comes with an Android that brings it to you in bed, I think. Oh, is this the pantry in here?
Pantry or laundry room?
I'm petrified walking around here that I'll knock over something really expensive. Oh, can we get outside this way? Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those double things. Hold on. What are you supposed to do when you have a drink in your hand? How are you supposed to get out? You need two hands. So the outside of the house has a wraparound U-shaped deck arrangement. And you could always figure out where you were outside by the fountains, because there seems to be quite a few. This one is different from the one in the driveway. Maybe this is the one I hear from my balcony upstairs. And she's got flowers there. She went around watering the flowers today, and I think it took her about 45 minutes. So there's lots of growing things around. And yeah, head back inside. So there's a big kitchen table, a big kitchen wraparound counter, island thing with chairs, and a little ways down the big room, there's a bar with its own sinks and...
its own dishwasher.
Its own dishwasher?
Yeah.
Wow. And in the kitchen, there's right above the oven, induction crazy thing, there's this fixture that you lays flush to the wall, and when you flap it out, it becomes a faucet, so you have water right by the stove, and then when you're done, you just push it back against the wall.
The dishwasher, it looks like just another cabinet drawer.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, the dishwasher, all of the appliances are finished with this lovely wood cabinetry stuff, so yeah, it looks like a drawer, and you open it, and it's on some kind of hydraulics, and there's the dishwasher.